Hello and welcome to American Girl Unboxed, the podcast where we dive deep into the stories, styles, crafts, and snacks of the American girls we grew up with. I'm Grace, and I'm having a Samantha tea party today with one of my best friends, Julie. Hey, Jules, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And I was wondering if we could just start, if you wanted to just share how we know each other.
Yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, how old are we now? So we've known each other for 30 years.
Yes.
Now?
Probably exactly 30. Yeah.
School bus, second grade.
Yep.
How long did you live over there?
I was living with my grandma, yeah. With my whole family. Like, my mom, dad, yeah. Sister, and I moved in with my grandma for a year while our house was being built. So it was a year.
So, yeah, yes. 30 years. That's crazy.
You lived close to my grandma your whole childhood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then your parents moved, my grandma moved.
But everybody's gone now.
but we live together 3 hours away from where we grew up. So,
yes, we've been roommates as adults. So,
yes. Yeah. But we are no longer roommates, but we do live, yeah. You know, within 35 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, so I have known Julie a long time. And unfortunately, even though we've known each other since we were kids, we did not have American Girl in common as children because I think a couple things. First of all, we did take a hiatus between we were strictly bus friends. So a lot of kids don't have, not that we didn't want to be friends outside of the bus, but no, we weren't at the same school. Mm-hmm. So we had different schools, but we were on the same bus. And I don't think American Girl ever came up. And did you have Samantha by second grade?
I think that is actually the year that I got her.
Okay.
I think I got her for Christmas in second grade.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly. I'm pretty sure that's exactly when I got her.
Okay.
But yeah, we must have just obviously never talked about it when we were on the bus together. And then
I moved.
And then you moved. And by the time we were closer friends was middle school.
Yeah.
And probably didn't talk about dolls as much then.
I mean, I think I do remember, like, I think you had her in your closet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think your sister had hers out still, maybe even on a
yeah.
shelf.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I do remember that, but it's not like we played with
right.
them or anything.
Yeah.
And in middle school, I very much was very into still the magazine and stuff. So,
oh, yeah, same.
We probably shared a little bit of that, mm-hmm. but just it wasn't like a big feature of our friendship.
No, yeah, I agree.
But I do want to ask you about, so you were involved with something American Girl related in the hiatus of our friendship.
Yes.
So, can you tell me about this extracurricular?
Yes. So it was, I guess you'd call it just an American Girl doll club. I feel like it kind of stemmed off of Girl Scouts. I think that's how I got into it. I can't really remember. And it's funny because I didn't really do it with any of my close friends. So I don't know how I got into it or why I stuck with it. Because I would think our friends Kelsey and Katie would have been the type of people to do it with me, but they didn't. They were my only childhood friends who did have dolls. I feel like Katie and Kelsey would be the type of people that I would have done that club with, but I just did it with random girls from our school. And it was kind of sort of similar to what you're doing with this podcast. Like, we would, I think, kind of read the books and do like a deep dive into each girl and make like a craft. I feel like I remember making a craft.
Yeah.
I don't remember cooking anything. So
do you remember where was it at?
Like some school room. Like, okay. So the main thing that I remember is at the end of it we did like an American Girl doll fashion show or whatever you'd want to call it, and we all dressed up like a doll, and I was Josefina, who is my favorite doll. And like we walked out on it was in the high school auditorium. Like, we walked out on stage for our friends and family.
In the high school auditorium?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I always pictured it in the intermediate school for some reason.
I mean, but we were in like fifth grade, so I don't know why we did it in...
I mean, it's a nice auditorium.
It is. So that's the main thing that I remember. It was probably only maybe like 6 weeks long. It
okay.
wasn't like a long time experience. Probably exactly 6 weeks because we probably did each doll.
Oh, yeah. At that time it was through Josefina, probably.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you... Were you in the... Am I remembering right that there's a newspaper clipping of you?
Yep. So, yeah, there's a picture of me and the five or six other girls that were in it. And there's a picture of us in the newspaper. I guess someone thought that club was worthy of a newspaper story.
We live in a small town.
Not much going on. But, yeah, I should have. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, because
then you could put it on your Instagram,
and we can. There's probably another girl's face on there, but we'll blur out anyone else. But that would be really fun to put on.
Absolutely,
Instagram.
I'll look in like my box of old stuff.
Well, okay. Before we dive into a little bit more of your memories of American Girl and what doll you had and all of that, I'm curious to know if you were a doll. So first, let's do you as a 9 year old, like 9, 10 year old. What do you think your accessories would have been? So just a handful of things that you would have come with as a doll.
I feel like probably a book of some kind.
Do you remember your favorite book? And I know it was fifth grade when you read Island of the Blue Dolphins.
Yes. So probably younger, like second grade-ish, fourth grade-ish.
Yeah.
I feel like I did a lot of American Girl doll books, and then also probably kind of like, I don't know, like Nancy Drew. Is Boxcar Children too young for that?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Some like Goosebumps, I think I did. Yeah. Like series and stuff like that. Because in fourth grade, I hadn't read Island of the Blue Dolphins yet, which is my favorite book. And then Harry Potter hadn't come out yet.
Right.
I don't remember if I read any other like series. Oh, I did. I read like Pony Pals.
Oh, yeah. I never read those, but I know what they are.
I was a bit of a horse girl child. And then I feel like there was something similar to Pony Pals.
Saddle Club?
Yeah. Or Babysitter's Club. I was going to say something with like a group of kids doing stuff, but like Saddle Club, Pony Pals, whatever.
So what would be your number one choice?
Probably Babysitter's Club.
Okay. Which featuring Claudia, who on the cover?
Yeah, probably Dawn. Claudia. Or Dawn, the mystery ones. Like the scary house or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the storyline is, but I remember the cover.
Yeah, that would be such a fun. Can you just imagine a little mini version of that?
It would be so precious.
I feel like we can get into the 90s girls maybe at some point. I don't know if you've really looked at them, but like they've done a lot of cool, fun things with them, but they've also just like missed out on a lot of cool, fun things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, because this, I mean, when we were in fourth grade, would have been kind of just before 1999, which was when the 90s girls came out. So
gotcha.
We would have been in fourth grade in what, like 97
ish? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so other than a book, what else would you put?
Probably like some kind of jewelry. I've always been a jewelry person. I've always worn a necklace or earrings or bracelets, rings, whatever. I don't feel like on a doll anything is easy besides a necklace, so probably a necklace. I don't know if a bracelet would stay on.
Some of the doll, like I think you could do a certain kind of bracelet, yeah. Probably.
And then like at that time in my life, I was very into my gymnastics, which is not necessarily a sport that you like have a prop necessarily, but
a
I also
pummel horse.
Yeah, carry around a balance beam with me. But I also played soccer, so I could have had a soccer ball or gymnastics / dance. So shoot, like little dance shoes. I was never a ballerina, but jazz shoes,
yeah,
something like that, mm-hmm. are definitely things that I did around that age.
And then for you today, what would be some accessories you would want to have?
Jewelry again. I'm still a big jewelry person. Probably a book again. Crystals of some kind. So I guess if my jewelry was the crystal itself.
There you go. Kill two birds with one stone.
Like my necklace would be like, you know, an amethyst or something. I don't really do like crafts or anything. So I can't. It's not like I would carry like knitting needles or something. In my dream life of who I am, it would be a guitar. But I don't really know how to play yet, so that would be wishful thinking.
You can come with a guitar.
I have a guitar at my house now. I bought one so that I could teach myself to play. So that's who I would want to be as a doll, is someone with a guitar. But realistically, I don't actually play. So
your doll's coming with a guitar.
Okay.
And what book would you have today?
Probably something by Kristen Hannah.
Hmm.
She is probably, I would say, my favorite author.
Oh, okay.
As an adult. Obviously, I'm a millennial. I still love Harry Potter. I love Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. But as far as like not series, I feel like most of my favorite books are Kristen Hannah.
I think I've only read Nightingale.
Yeah.
Which I liked, but I don't like war stuff usually.
Absolutely.
So for a war book, mm-hmm. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite by her?
The Women, which is really, which I feel like is the most recent one that like had a lot of traction. Also, Winter's Garden, I feel like doesn't get enough recognition. I feel like that's a really good one.
Did she write that one before she started like popping off?
I think so. It seems like a little bit of an older one.
Yeah. The Women I've heard great things about. Yeah. I again, it's just like not the kind of stuff I'm typically drawn to, but I feel like if I read it, I would like it.
I feel like of all of her books, that is probably the main one I would recommend to you as someone who doesn't love that genre very much. I feel like that one's it's more in present time. It's not, it's Vietnam War, not World War II. So earlier or closer to where we are. And it's, you know, spans a long time and goes into stuff that's not just war stuff. So I feel like if you were going to read something by her, that's what I would recommend for you specifically. But
yeah,
I love everything by her. So
yeah, I liked the one book I read. Again, I read it for a book club. It would not have been my choice, which is kind of funny. I don't think I've even said on this podcast, but even though this is like a history kind of podcast, I don't typically read historical fiction because most of it is about wars. Yes. And I just don't like reading about wars. So yeah, but
Another one that you might like by her would be Four Winds, because that's actually not about war.
I think I own that one.
Okay.
I think I got it from Book of the Month. That's the winner.
That's like the Great Depression kind of time. Yeah. And I really don't think war is featured at all in it. Like, it's still hard times and heavy. Yeah, absolutely. But that one is not as war focused. But I was thinking, I wonder if because I loved American Girl so much and because I loved their book so much, if that's why now I love historical fiction as like my favorite genre, because my favorite books of the girls were definitely Kirsten and Addie,
which I feel like,
other than Felicity. Yeah.
And so, again, when Julie and I talk about this, we are talking about Josefina and before, because Kit, I don't think you probably read Kit.
I didn't read Kit. Yeah. No.
And Kaya, I think they were just out when we were probably already moved on to other things. And well, let's dive back into American Girl stuff. So we just had lunch together and I made us some stuff from Samantha's cookbook. What can you describe what we ate and what your favorite thing was?
Yes. So we had like a chicken salad sandwich, but it was also kind of like an egg salad sandwich. Mm-hmm. So kind of a combo of the two, which I love both. And it was great. No complaints there. And then also kind of like a cream cheese with walnuts sandwich. Also great. Never kind of have enough cream cheese in my life. I like both. I don't know. They're both one savory, one sweet. I can't pick a favorite. But actually the cream cheese one isn't even that sweet. Like, it had some honey in it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, cream cheese is sort of like sweet, savory sweet almost.
Yeah, it depends on what it's paired with, I guess. Yeah. But they're both great. And then the tea we had, are we calling it tea?
It's like a tea punch. I don't really know.
I really liked that, actually. It's very flavorful.
Yeah, I liked it too.
It kind of sort of tastes like a lemony cider, sort of. A little bit.
So I'll explain a little bit about the tea that Julie is describing. So you brew tea. I put three packets and it says to use four, but I did sort of try to pare down. First of all, this recipe is insane because it's like asking you to put in, I want to say it's altogether at least 6 cups of water plus like 2 cups of sugar, and then it's like 2 cups of orange juice and all this stuff into a teapot. Like, who has a teapot that big? And so I really wasn't thinking about it while I was making it, and then as I was trying to pour everything into my teapot, I was like, this is not going to fit. So I think probably my ratios are slightly off because I just like did as best as I could. But anyway, you brew some tea. I used, I think it's called PG Tips. It's some English tea. It's just like a black tea. I brewed that, and then you make some simple syrup where you put some lemon zest into the simple syrup. And so you pair that with the tea, which makes it a lot sweeter. But then the part that really, I think, makes it the most unique is that you're also putting in orange juice and lemon juice. So I put lemon juice from 2 lemons in it and then put about, I don't know, probably a cup and a half of orange juice. It's pretty sweet, but good. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a hot Arnold Palmer, but you're right. It does have sort of like a cidery vibe.
I don't know why I'm getting a cidery vibe. Like, now that you listed the ingredients, like there's no like cinnamon or nutmeg or clove or anything in it.
Well, you know what? I am, I'm simmering a simmer pot.
Oh, maybe
it has cinnamon in it. So we're smelling cinnamon. Yeah. So that could be part of what's going on. But yeah, I also liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like I would potentially make it again for sure with Veda, like if we go through this together. Would I probably realistically make it if I'm having a tea? Like, I'll probably just make normal tea because I like that just as much and it's a lot less work. Yes. So,
yeah,
you know, but it was good.
It was a lot of ingredients. Did they have like gigantic teapots back then?
I don't know.
To be able to fit all of that?
I don't know. And then the two sandwiches. So the first one Katie had sort of made already. She modified it to be like a bagel. Mm-hmm. But we did make it at, like the way that they say in the book, that's like a tea sandwich essentially. And it has honey butter. You make your own honey butter, which like that's delicious. If you don't make your own honey butter, next time you like make cornbread at home or have something like that, honey butter is so good. So we made some honey butter. We made some cream cheese with nutmeg and walnuts. Mm-hmm. And then you put that on the bread. Mm-hmm. And then that's the entire sandwich. And it was very good. We used just like a classic soft white bread because that's what I had. But it worked. And then the chicken salad, I will say, was good, but very basic. It's like basically how I would make my most basic tuna fish recipe, which is salt, pepper, mayonnaise, pickles, and celery. Mm-hmm. I will say I forgot to buy the celery, so that would have made it better, but I just forgot to purchase it. And then it did say pickle relish, which I'm assuming then meant sweet pickle, but I don't really like sweet pickles. So and it didn't say specifically, so I just used dill. I probably should try it again with sweet just to see, because I think Julie made a good point that like sometimes sweet relish, even if you don't like it, if it's in a recipe, it works really well.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yes, I agree. All these recipes I would recommend.
Absolutely. I never would think when, because Grace was having me help her assemble the sandwiches and I didn't connect the dots that the honey butter and the cream cheese were the same sandwich. I thought I was assembling two different sandwiches. So I would never think to put a butter cream cheese sandwich together, but it was delicious.
How can you go wrong with just bunches of butter and cream cheese? Did you, we've had chicken salad sandwiches before together, like did you, how does this recipe rank? Like, do you prefer the one that's like more sweet with, like, I'll put curry in mine normally. We talked about putting like grapes and stuff. Like, do you kind of, what do you
prefer? I do prefer a more sweet one. Like I said, I ironically just made one last night for myself, so my like standard recipe is gonna be apples. I usually try to go with Granny Smith because they're a little bit more tart, obviously. So apples, green grapes, pecans. Some, I usually just use regular salted pecans, but every once in a while, like some kind of sugary sweet one is good too. And then obviously mayo and chicken, salt and pepper or whatever to give it some more flavor. But I feel like, and even sometimes I'll throw like some dried cranberries in there. I do prefer more of a sweet chicken salad.
Yeah.
But the pickles in this one were really good, that I feel like if I wanted more of a savory one, adding pickles to it kind of like does the trick.
Yeah. And again, to me, like it was good, but it's like if I'm going to make chicken, I usually prefer the sweet. And then if I'm going to make a savory sandwich like this, I'll just do a tuna fish. So like literally everything I put in this today, is my go-to for tuna fish.
Right.
So, oh, I forgot to mention, the only thing that was kind of unique was putting in eggs. Like you put in two hard-boiled eggs with it, which I felt like was good. Like fine.
It was good. Like, I mean, I like egg salad and I like chicken salad. I never realized that people make recipes with them both in there. So that was interesting but still delicious. So
okay, we just took a brief hiatus to get some water and tea, and it does taste like cider. I had that in my brain as I was taking a sip, and for whatever reason it does taste like cider.
Well, and it's kind of the color of cider, so I don't know if that's why I was thinking that, but it tastes like cider with lemon in it. I don't know.
But it's good. Okay, so what doll did you have?
I had Samantha.
When did you get your Samantha doll, and how did you feel? Like, do you remember first getting her and how you felt?
Yes. So, like I said earlier, I believe I was in second grade. I believe it was Christmas of second grade. I could be off by a year. It might have been Christmas of third, but I really do think it was second. It was actually a surprise, and I did not choose Samantha. So, my older sister's two best friends, they all wanted to have Kirsten dolls. So
that's so funny to me that like three best friends would want the same doll versus all a different one, but it's cute.
And I don't remember who wanted it first and how it got going, because honestly my sister and her two friends, they don't really seem like doll people, so I don't know how they got into it to begin with. But I think because my older sister was getting one, then my mom was just like, okay, well, we need to get Julie one too. So I didn't choose it. It was a surprise, and it was a gift from my uncle. He would always get us like our more special or expensive gifts. So I think right off the bat, I got her whole bedroom set. Like for Christmas, I got her and her whole bedroom set. So
that's so much.
I know.
from an uncle.
Yes,
let's
exactly.
Remind the audience. Uncle Dan.
He was single and didn't have any children, so he spoiled me and my sister.
That's awesome.
At Christmas time. But yeah, I remember specifically the box that she came in. I don't think because the box is so nice, I don't think my mom wrapped it in wrapping paper. Mm. She just put a ribbon on it.
Yeah.
And so we knew exactly what it was sitting there under the Christmas tree. Yeah, and then I got like her little wardrobe closet thing and her
all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
unless I'm mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I got her bed, her little nightside table, and her wardrobe all at the same time.
That's wow.
Yes.
So you mentioned it was your sister who had wanted one.
Yes.
Did you have knowledge of her before getting her?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Honestly, I can't remember, which makes me sad. I'm guessing that we used to look at the catalogs probably at Kelsey's house. So mm-hmm. Our mutual friend Kelsey, her older sister was friends with my older sister. We spent a lot of time together as families. And there was another older sister in their family, and she had a couple of dolls. And I'm wondering if it just trickled down from there, and we would look at the catalogs at Kelsey's house. Like I said, I don't remember choosing Samantha. I could be wrong. Maybe I did. But I don't remember that. I feel like she was kind of a surprise.
Because that would have been pre-Josefina, too.
It was, yes. Yeah. So, like, Josefina maybe came out, like, a year after I got my Samantha doll. And if she had been around, that's who I would have picked. But I loved my Samantha doll and was very happy with her. But, yeah, for some reason, my sister and her two friends were just dead set on all having Kirsten. And then our friend Kelsey, she had Molly. So we didn't have the same doll. But our friend Katie, she had Samantha. So we had the same doll.
And we should also mention that Kelsey's older sister is one of your sister's friends that you're referring to. So it was like between you guys, you had a lot of Kirstens, a lot of Samanthas, and then a Molly.
Yes. And then actually Carrie had Felicity and Addie. So we actually had all of them except for Josefina.
Well,
but
didn't Carrie get a Josefina?
Oh, she might have. I don't know. I'd have to ask Kelsey.
I thought Kelsey said she got it like really like late in the game.
She might have.
Just basically for display.
Yes.
Because Carrie is the oldest.
Yeah. Carrie's much older than us. And I feel like she didn't. Her dolls were always up on a shelf. And me and Kelsey would sometimes take them down and play with them. I feel like Kelsey and I were the younger sisters. And we were the only ones that really like played with our dolls.
Mm-hmm.
The other girls, it was more of like a collector's thing. An accessory thing, something that sits on a shelf. But Kelsey and I were, you know, 7 or 8 years old. So we literally played with them as like our baby dolls. Kelsey also had like a little bitty baby or whatever they're called. Yeah. So we had a bit in that household, you know, we'd always bring our dolls over to play. So we had a lot between all of us.
So you mentioned Josefina was your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously this was pre-Josefina. If you had chosen at that age, pre-Josefina, do you think you would have chosen Samantha of the girls that were who were available? Like, or I guess even thinking about when you were playing with the other girls, did you have envy over any of the other dolls?
I think I would have chosen Addie if I had to pick. Like I said, Addie's books were my favorite. Addie and Kirsten's books. And my sister obviously already had Kirsten, so I wouldn't pick a second one. Yeah, probably Addie is who I would have picked. I feel like I used to want to always take Carrie's Addie doll down off the shelf and play with her. It's kind of just hard to know because we already had representation of a Kirsten and a Molly. And so if I was just choosing without knowing that what everybody else had, I probably would have chosen Addie or Kirsten probably.
Yeah. It's funny because those are my two favorite dolls.
Yeah. Like I said, they're my favorite books for sure. I love that time period for both of those historical novels. And like Kirsten, our family was big into Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kirsten is kind of along those lines in that sort of time period-ish.
Frontier.
Yeah.
Like in the same setting.
Yeah. Like Little House on the Prairie kind of stuff. So
I feel like that, and maybe it's still the case now, but when we were growing up, I very much feel like we had a lot of media at the time that was set during that time
Absolutely.
Period. So I agree that was just sort of something that a lot of people our age really were into because there was like Oregon Trail.
Yep.
There was Dr. Quinn. There was Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like that was something that was very much in the 90s.
Yeah.
Again, it still could be today. I don't really know.
Really know either. Do you remember Christy?
Yes.
That was like that time period, right? What was she like, a school teacher?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, we say that, I think I think Christie, I and same with Dr. Quinn. I think just 18, like mid to late 1800s, I would guess.
Yeah. Because which what is Kirsten's?
She's 1850s.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I'm mid,
not that far off.
No. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it's, I just like any historians listening to us.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're generalizing a lot, but and maybe they all are in that same exact decade, but I feel like, because I picture Christie's in my mind is sort of similar to Anne of Green Gables, which is like late 1800s, but it's all in that same time period.
But again, there's another example. Anne of Green Gables is another thing that we watched and read a lot as kids, and it's in that sort of time period.
Because there was that 80s adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up watching that?
Mm-hmm. We didn't like have it on VHS or anything, but I definitely have memories of watching it when I was a kid.
Yeah, we rented it from the store. I was just curious, so I did Google it now to see when those shows are, and you were spot on with Dr. Quinn because she was in 1867, so very much around that same time period. And then Christie is early 1900s, actually, but again, she's set in the country, so I feel like it just feels
older.
Yes.
Also, favorite book and favorite movie as a child would be Little Women. Wouldn't that be somewhat in that same sort of realm? Like
the 1860s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So
totally.
That's, for sure. I get the appeal of Kirsten a lot with when I compare it to all the other things I loved as a kid.
And even thinking now, I'm surprised. I don't feel like she's super like the most popular one. Mm-hmm. But cottagecore and stuff is so in. So I'm kind of surprised that she hasn't had more of a resurgence almost.
Absolutely.
And maybe she has, and I'm just not in the right spaces. Right. But I just feel like her aesthetic is very, or at least the last few years. It maybe is dwindling actually by now. But cottagecore has been sort of in. And
absolutely. It does seem like she'd be kind of sort of trendy in a way.
Yeah. Let's get back to Samantha. So you mentioned that the very first Christmas you got a boatload of stuff. After that, so it sounds like you got her trunk, her wardrobe, her bedroom set, and then obviously the doll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember after that, did you get any more things for Christmases after that, or was that sort of the bulk of what you had?
So I feel like after that initial getting her, for Christmas and for my birthday, I would pick out an outfit from the catalog. So I actually don't think I had any other furniture of hers. Like, I didn't get her school desk or like her tea set or anything like that. But I would get outfits. So I had a lot of her like classic ones, like a lot of her Samantha ones.
From the book series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like the red Christmas dress is one of the only ones I didn't have.
Oh.
Because I had like that blue, the blue dress with the white apron over it.
That's her play dress.
Yes, that's what she wore 99% of the time when I was
I love her in that too.
Yeah. And then I got a lot of modern outfits too. So I remember I had like the red and white cheerleader outfit.
Mm.
I had the one where I think she's like supposed to be skiing, but it's like her indoor outfit, so it's like leggings and a white sweater.
Oh, I love that outfit.
Yeah, I loved that one too.
Like a cable knit sweater.
Yes,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also at this time, and living in a small town, we had a lot of craft fairs, and there were a lot of people that made American Girl doll size clothes. So I did have unofficial clothes for her. I got random dresses at, craft fairs and stuff like that. And then I think there was another one. It's just kind of like a casual outfit, like jeans and a striped t-shirt sort of. I'd have to look to see if I could find it.
So when you think about your favorites, was the play dress your favorite outfit, do you think?
That's the one that I feel like I have the most like warm memories of, because I feel like that's what she was wearing a lot. I did really love my cheerleader outfit that I had for her, which is weird because I wasn't a cheerleader, but she just looks so cute in it.
It is. It's a cute outfit. I love all the, like the girl of today outfits from the 90s.
Yeah. I did love her like winter coat with her little furry hand muff thing and hat. Unfortunately, my dog ate it.
Oh no. Of course. Which dog?
Cole.
Oh.
Of course it like looks like a dog toy. Like the specifically the hand one. I don't know. I don't think I had her school outfit either. The charcoal dress.
Right.
I don't think I had that one. So yeah, I guess, I would say her play dress, her blue dress with white apron is classic for me.
Did you have, and it sounds like you didn't have a ton of her accessories. So would you say your favorite, you like the bed,
Yeah, her bed and her little nightstand. Yeah. Her little nightstand had her little, water pitcher and the bowl.
That's so cute.
I would put water in it and pour it in there and stuff. So yes, her little bedtime accessories. You know, ironically, I don't think I had the nightgown. Which you would think it would just come with the bedroom set, but maybe you had to order it separately.
We just had a realization because Jules was mentioning the nightgown, and I just realized what her uncle probably did. And we have catalogs in front of us. We opened it up to the page where it's Samantha's full spread. And her uncle bought her Samantha's complete collection, which at the time, well, I'm looking at the 1997 one. So I don't have the one from the year that you were in second grade, but I'm guessing it was somewhat similar to what the 1997 version, which is the trunk, the bed, the nightstand. And then it does come with the play dress. It comes with her tea dress, which Jules, you said you have
mm-hmm.
or you had.
Yep.
And then it does also come with her night.
So I think.
Gown.
I guess I did. I do remember the nightgown. I don't really remember the pink robe. I guess I'm assuming I had it because I'm very much sure that that is exactly what he got me, that collection. But for some reason, I just can't picture the pink robe. Maybe I just never played with it. I do remember her nightgown now that we're looking at the picture of it. The white with the little pink flowers on by the neck.
And perhaps that one got lost early on or something.
Or
maybe it ended up at Katie's house.
Yes, exactly.
Who knows?
But yeah, even some of the other outfits, like I had the little white sailor outfit or whatever you want to call that.
Midi outfit.
Midi outfit. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I had all those accessories that came with it. I think I just had the dress.
So
like I didn't have the bug net or the little basket. So like I said, her bedroom set was like the main accessories that I had of hers.
And I do want to, this reminded me of something that I need to clarify from our last episode. Or two episodes ago, where we talked about favorites and least favorites. I said Changes for Samantha was my least favorite package as far as the outfit and the accessories. I meant her Samantha Saves the Day collection, the summer collection, the midi outfit. I think it's cute, but if I had to pick like a least favorite, that's probably the one I would choose. But anyway, back to, okay, so I do want to point out too, your uncle, what a great man, because the cost in 1997 was $995
We were spoiled.
Which, you know, if I was an uncle in that position, I would hope I would do the same thing. So
yes, we were definitely, and that's definitely not, he got it for us because that's not something my parents would have able to afford or to have been willing to spend that much money on. So that's why it was a special treat from him, because that's crazy.
My parents would never have spent that much on like a doll. No. Ever. I do also want to clarify something else. So in the very first episode, I talked about never getting one and that I had asked my mom one time, and I remember I was at Las Señoritas and I had the catalog and I mustered up the courage to ask for one of the dolls for Christmas. And I think it was the one and only time I asked. And that's where my mom kind of said like, okay, like, but if you get her, you'll probably get less things under the tree. Just kind of, you know, weigh that out in your mind.
Right.
Just trying to teach me, I think, budgeting and all that kind of stuff, which they were very good about. And my mom was like, she talked to me after the episode, after she listened to it. She was like, you know, I would have gotten it for you.
Aww.
She's like, and I probably wouldn't have actually gotten you less. I just probably wanted to make sure you really wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yes, mom. Like, you, she spoiled, like, my mom and dad spoiled us a lot. But at the same time, you know, they were, I think my mom would have been like, okay, $1,000 for a doll.
Right.
Or I can get you a set of skis that you can use all winter or like whatever. Like, you know, like, I think she just was more practical and, or like I can get you a bunch of Barbies for that same price, which we loved. So anyway, shout out to my mom and my dad, too, because they both, you know, got us a lot of great stuff. But and Julie's parents, too. Like we have very loving parents.
Absolutely.
But Julie, there's only one Uncle Dan and he was Julie's.
Yep. So.
Is there anything you remember specifically wanting and not getting?
Probably her school set. So like her desk. And then that came with like the little lunchbox and stuff, which you have now, right?
I love the lunchbox. Because we were looking at,
Like when I saw yours, whenever you showed it to us, maybe like a year ago, I was like in heaven seeing her little lunch set. So that's probably the main thing that I would have asked for if I was asking for something bigger. But like I said, after originally getting her, I would usually just get like one outfit for Christmas and one outfit for my birthday.
Do you remember when this went through till? Like, how old were you until you stopped getting stuff?
I think a while. So let's say I got her in second grade. I would say through sixth grade for sure.
Yeah.
And then middle school, I feel like I still played with her and loved her and valued her, but I maybe didn't prioritize gifts to be centered around her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say second through sixth grade was probably like she was my main focus for gifts that I would ask for.
Yeah. Well, that, and then you were able to build up quite the collection.
Absolutely.
And so do you still have your stuff? I know you have some of it, but tell me.
So my niece Violet has it. So she has my sister's doll, Kirsten, and then my doll, Samantha, both of which Samantha is actually at the hospital right now. Yep. Right now. Cause I was going to like bring her with me, but my mom's like, oh, she's off. So she's getting refurbished. They did the same thing with Kirsten. Specifically, their hair gets a little bit crazy after 30 years. And of course, you know, I was a kid. I didn't take pristine care of her, which she did have to go to the hospital once when I was a kid and playing with her. I ripped her arm out of the socket on accident. Geez. So it is so cute when they go to the hospital and they come back with their little hospital gown, their hospital bracelet, their like doctor's note of what they had to do for them. So anyways, she is getting refurbished right now. I don't know if they're just doing like hair maintenance or if they're going to do a whole new head. Not positive.
If they requested hair maintenance, she will get a whole new head. Okay. That's kind of how it works now. Yeah.
Which, you know, I think I've talked about this with you before. It makes me a little bit sad because it's like she will not be the same physical doll that I had, but I get it. I'm not mad about it, obviously. I'm happy that my sister has a daughter who is into them and excited about it. So she has Samantha and Kirsten, obviously. And then I think she has her own, like, create your own doll or whatever.
Like, it's probably not, Truly Me.
Yeah, Truly Me.
Yeah.
So I believe my sister has all of our stuff, all of our outfits. I'd have to go to her house and go in the basement and rifle through everything. But I don't really remember. So ironically, my mom is the type of mom to get rid of things. Mm-hmm. She is not sentimental. And like, if we're done playing with it, goodbye.
Same.
So ironically, though, I don't think she got rid of any Samantha stuff. So I'm pretty sure every outfit that I ever bought or asked for should be in a bin somewhere. So yeah, hopefully Violet is able to use all that. She is 10 now. So, and she very much loves dolls. So I feel like she's at a perfect age to just really be enjoying them. She's reading the books right now too. So
it was so fun. She came over here a few months ago and it was just so fun because I got to show her some of my dolls and it was just neat to have someone here who appreciates
who is excited about it. Yeah. But I'll have to tell her and my sister to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sure she'll get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like overall your doll was treated fairly well, even though she missed an arm. Yes. But do you remember, like, were there any rules in your house about how to treat her? Like, was your mom strict about her or?
No, I don't feel like it. Which is kind of funny because they are so expensive that I can see a lot of parents being like, this is not the type of doll that you play with outside or like whatever. I did take her a lot of places with me. I was careful with her, but also I was a very imaginative child. So like the games that we played were always like we were in peril, like running from something or like jumping off of a ship or who knows what we were doing. But I did kind of throw her around a lot. But no, we didn't have rules. Like if I wanted her to sleep in my bed with me, she could. My sister kept hers on a shelf. But again, my sister Jen and I, we were very different about dolls. She wasn't as into dolls as I was just in general. So I think she kind of had hers more as like a collector's item, whereas mine was like my little baby that I carried everywhere. So,
yeah. So speaking of like playing with them, you know, it sounds like you said, you were a little bit, you did a lot of imaginative mm-hmm. scenes and stuff. Did you ever, how often were you playing in the world that she comes from versus other made up scenarios, if that makes sense?
Mm. I probably didn't play in the realm of Samantha's world very often. Probably when I first got her and when I was reading all the books, you know, I probably did like sort of like book reenactments and stuff like that. But I feel like usually it was just some crazy made up storyline.
When you were playing with Kelsey and Katie, did your two Samanthas have like different, were they both Samantha or did they like take on different personas when you were all together?
That's funny. I can't remember. It's funny because also we were obsessed with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen at the time and Katie was always Mary-Kate And then me and Kelsey both were Ashley. But I don't remember what we did when it came to two Samanthas. I just remember, I don't know if we called like one Sam and one Samantha, if we pretended they were twins, if we, I have no memory of it, but that's really funny to think about.
Do you think you played, like, if it was a pie chart of how you played with Samantha, mm-hmm. or who you played with, was it like primarily by yourself, or were you playing with her a lot with Katie and Kelsey, or how did that look?
I feel like the main thing was by myself.
Yeah.
Like I said, me and my sister had different play styles. So I played a lot with dolls. So I played a lot with my American Girl doll, played a lot with Barbies, dollhouses, My Little Pony. And my style of play was very much making up a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my sister is more of an active player. So I feel like, yes, majority of the time I was playing with Samantha by myself. I actually don't have a lot of memories of me and my sister playing with our dolls together. She's 3 years older than me, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was with Katie and Kelsey, I feel like we would just run around with them. Like, we'd always be outside running and climbing trees, and we'd like make like fort houses out of cardboard boxes and stuff like that. And we probably just pretended to be like their mom, or like we're all sisters or something, and we're taking care of our little babies. I don't know. I can't remember. But
it's funny because you see kids play so differently, and every kid is unique. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you and I played similarly, mm-hmm. where I was very much liked imaginative play. Uh-huh. And then there's kids who want to play by activities, mm-hmm. like baking something with their mm-hmm. parents or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think you and I both have grown up to be people who still like to think of storylines in mm-hmm. our heads.
Absolutely.
And so yes. And I just wonder how many other listeners would relate to that. Like, if yeah. you did imaginative play with your mm-hmm. dolls, like, do you still come up with storylines in your head, or are you a writer?
Right.
You know, I just think that they can kind of, they go together.
Yes,
a
absolutely.
Bit.
Like, I always think in my head, like, I would love to be a writer if I was in charge of creating the character. If creating the story and plot line wasn't on my shoulders, but I could just create the character, create their history, their backstory.
The
yes. The soundtrack of their lives, all the music, then I'd love to be a writer. I just can't, I'm not good at like fleshing out an entire story, but as far as like creating a character, I could do that all day.
Yeah, the ideating part, yes, versus yes. the detail.
Right.
Also, we're both into astrology and personality stuff, and yes. I feel like this is very much our ends.
Mm-hmm.
We're
Absolutely.
Both in Myers-Briggs, we both have an N in
yes.
our
mm-hmm.
code.
Yeah.
And I, to me, this feels
yeah,
N,
like
this type of play,
like the,
and
like thinking about all those little imagination things. Because yeah. even me and my cousin, we would play a lot, and I feel like majority of our playing, like let's say we're playing dress up, was coming up with the story of what we are, who we are.
Yes.
Like, we're two princesses who live here. You're the older sister. I'm the younger sister. Like, we'd spend half the time just creating that
yes.
set. And then I don't even know what we would play when we were done creating, like, the whole set of what we were doing, you know?
100%.
So, and that's how I feel like I played with Samantha a lot too.
Yeah, my sister and I would do the same. It's like, that's the fun part, is mm-hmm. like the yeah. pre-planning.
Yes, yes.
And then the other thing that Allison and I did, and I know we've done this together, is like, if you have dolls or something, you put them all in the middle, and then yes. you take turns picking which yep. dolls you're gonna quote yep. unquote play with. And then by the time you're done picking, you're like,
absolutely not. Then it's like, we're done with the game.
Yeah.
Because me and my friend Joanne, we're very big into Barbies, and we shared a lot of our Barbies. Like, we would leave them at each other's houses. We'd do like trades and stuff, and I feel like that's what we would do. We would put all of our Barbies in a big pile. We'd pick who got who for the day. We know who we had certain favorites that like we kind of always had, or like we'd trade back and forth and stuff. And again, I can't really remember the playing part. I just remember the picking and creating part. So
yes, same. So speaking of stories and creating stories, you mentioned you read the books, Samantha's books. Well, I guess all like what girls' books did you read? And you said Addie and Kirsten were your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember of Samantha's? What do you remember of the other girls?
So, sadly, I don't think I ever read any of Felicity.
Okay. Which, she's the horse girl, so.
I know. You would think. I don't know if it's just what I had access to or what. I just feel like we only owned certain random books. And then I'm sure Kelsey's family owned certain mm-hmm. random books. So yes, Addie and Kirsten were my favorite sort of books and storylines. I did like Samantha a lot too. I feel like I liked her first book the best, which is kind of generic, but just like the meeting of her. And
that's what I ranked first too.
Yeah. And then I think I read some of Molly's, probably whatever Kelsey had. I don't know if Kelsey had all of her books or just a few of them, but that's probably how I had access to Molly's books. But yeah, like I said, I never read anything of Felicity. And then I think Josefina, I only read like her first book, like her
same
introduction to her. So I'm going to have to see like what Violet has. And I would love to borrow them from her and reread at least from like the original six girls, which is, I don't know, is Kit considered an original girl? So
I think everyone says original based on when they were born.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like yeah. For a lot of listeners, Kit is original. For yes. a lot, she wouldn't yes. be. I think also when we're thinking about, if I think we really want to try to have some sort of a definition, mm-hmm. If we're thinking of the ones that were owned by the Pleasant Company, so Mattel bought American Girl.
Oh, okay.
And so I think you could potentially consider, like, through Josefina are the six that were fully produced by Pleasant Company before Mattel took over.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then Kit and Kaya were sort of in between. I think they were created by Pleasant Company,
but then executed
and finished, yes, by Mattel. So I think a lot of people would say the first six, and then a lot of people would say the first eight.
Okay.
But then again, I think there's probably some younger people who'd be like, oh no, it's through Julia.
Right, exactly. Like, there, yeah. You just have, yes, definitely when you were born. And I didn't know, is Samantha the first doll?
So Samantha, Kirsten, and Molly were all released at the same time.
I didn't know that. I always just, probably just from the way the catalog is laid out and the time periods, I just assumed Felicity was first, just thinking about it in chronological order.
I read that she was supposed to be the first, but...
Something with her bangs?
Yes.
They couldn't create her?
Yes.
That's so funny. I would have never thought that that would be the reason.
And I don't remember where I heard that. It might have been on a podcast, or it could have been... from an interview, but so I don't know for sure if that's accurate, but I mean,
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
but yeah, I just assumed they came out sort of in yearly order the way that they're laid out in the catalog. But yeah, I didn't realize that Samantha was one of the first ones. Samantha and Kirsten, which are the two that my family had. So
yeah. And you mentioned Molly. Mm-hmm. Kelsey had Molly. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, I have asked if she wants to be on this podcast, and she does not. So when we get to Molly, she sadly probably won't be a guest, but she does like talking about it.
Yes.
And just not recorded.
Right.
But what can you tell me about Kelsey and Molly? Because I think, did she not like Molly?
I don't remember if she picked Molly, if she was just given Molly. I feel like sometimes Molly kind of gets like short end of the stick because her glasses. Yeah, I don't
so
know.
Silly.
Which Kelsey and I both had glasses as kids. So maybe that's why they got Molly for her.
Yeah. I mean, and they have similar color hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think too, it's the glasses. And I also think that her stuff, I always loved Molly. Mm-hmm. I think her stuff is less fancy.
Yeah, and she's much more modern than the rest of them. She kind of just looks
like a doll.
Her accessories and stuff are very not that far removed from our reality, whereas the other girls are, you know.
So yeah, she just does stand out, I think, in a couple of ways in that sense. Mm-hmm. But
and I feel like she was before Kit and Julie were around.
Yeah,
I don't know, because what is Molly, 1940?
Yeah,
and before her is Samantha, and she's 1904. So they're separated by quite a bit of time, and also like Industrial Revolution stuff like that changed in that time period in history, to where I feel as, I don't know, she kind of just sort of stood out as a little bit different from the other five or six girls before Kit and Julie were there.
Well, and think about when we were kids.
Yeah.
The 40s were only 40 years before we were born.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it'd be like, what, now the 80s to the kids being born now. Yeah.
Bonkers. Yeah. But absolutely. So I can't remember. Obviously, I think now looking back, Kels would say she loves Molly.
Yes.
Of course. And I don't ever remember her necessarily like complaining about her by any means. I think probably sometimes when we played, we would switch dolls and I would play with Molly and she would play with Samantha. She also had a Bitty Baby. I do remember playing with that a lot. She might have had two, actually.
Oh, yeah, she did. I think she had like the Asian mold Bitty Baby.
Yep.
And I think she did say she had maybe just like the white baby with brown hair?
Yeah, I think she did. I don't know. I'm like 90% sure she had two. So we each would, we would play like, and like Samantha would be like the older sister and the bitty baby would be the baby kind of a thing. And same with Molly. So yeah, I only have warm memories of Molly. I don't know if that's who Kelsey would have chosen for herself if she was picking a doll. I don't know if she did choose her or if she was just given Molly. Again, I feel like the brown hair and the glasses thing is my like literally, I think my Uncle Dan got me Samantha because she looked like me.
Yeah.
I had brown hair and bangs. Like,
and I think that's probably a big reason why she was one of the more popular dolls. True. Because there's so many girls out there who are
in that age and that have time
brown
period.
Hair and yeah. Do you remember, how did Kelsey get her doll? Was it from her parents?
Yeah.
And then do you remember Katie? Did she love Samantha?
I do feel like Katie actually chose Samantha. Okay. Like part of me feels like both me and Kelsey had no say in who we were getting and we were just gifted a doll. And I do feel like Katie actually chose Samantha.
And was it from her parents?
Yeah, I think so, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, that would be so fun to just have a little posse of friends.
We really, yeah, we
all had a doll. Uh-huh. How did having Samantha make you feel? Did it like impact how you feel about girlhood, friendship, imagination? I know we kind of talked about imagination a little bit, mm-hmm. but I feel like you and I are both very much into girlhood, girl yes. friendships, like yes,
very much so. Although I do feel like I kind of resisted that a little bit as a kid. I kind of sort of wanted to lean more like tomboy-y.
It's 90s feminism.
Absolutely. Which I am. I mean, in some senses, like more than you, I would say I was a little bit more tomboy-ish, like played in the dirt more. And
I was an indoor kid.
We would ride four-wheelers and dirt bikes and stuff like that. So I feel like I kind of, not when I was really young, because I didn't have that complex to worry about back then. So like I very much loved playing with my Barbies and my dolls and my Little Ponies and stuff. But like I said, my sister wasn't into that stuff as much. She was very much a jock. So she was always doing some kind of sport and her play was very sort of like action based, like mm-hmm. let's create a scavenger hunt and then put it out and then go do it. So we were different with our toys and our dolls and stuff. Now looking back, I love that. I loved all the girly stuff and girlhood. And like I said, I did share it, you know, with my friend Joanne. We were always playing with her Barbies. We also always played mermaids, always play. And then Kelsey and me, we always were playing with our dolls and we were always playing dress up. So I think it's a wonderful thing to have as a kid and as a little girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like the books were all, I feel like Samantha was, I guess I haven't read it in a while. So what is your take on Samantha as a character? Is it kind of like she's wealthy, so you assume that she's going to be kind of snobby, but then she's actually super kind? Is kind of like the,
yeah, she, I wouldn't call her snobby at all.
Right.
Yeah. But she's very, very kind, yes. very thoughtful, very, she's like a little, she's spirited, but not like obnoxiously yeah. so. So yeah. she's brave, but she's, wouldn't say her personality is super like
yeah.
gregarious and
right.
loud.
Right.
But she is brave and she's altruistic and yeah. a great friend. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like some of her defining features.
Which I feel like is what I would strive to be or characterize myself as, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm a Hufflepuff for sure, not a Gryffindor. So like, I'm not like, you know, going out to save the world, but I would come over and hold your hand if you're crying.
Or be on my podcast.
Exactly. So I definitely feel like I kind of take that from her. Like I definitely, her friendship with Nelly, that very much like sticks in my head a lot. Like being friends with someone who isn't from whatever, however you would put that.
From your background,
yeah. from your station, from your whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, I think the fact that these dolls had such rich stories to go along with them, mm-hmm. to me really sets them apart Absolutely. From a lot of other toys.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but like for me, I'm a nostalgic person and mm-hmm. I'm nostalgic about a lot of things. Yeah. But I will say toy wise, like I had a lot. I had Barbies. I had mm-hmm. My Little Ponies. Mm-hmm. I had, and these are what, and I didn't have one of these, but this is what feels nostalgic to me.
Absolutely.
Like I don't have a collection of Polly Pockets. I don't have a collection of My Little Ponies as an adult. I do have a collection of these. So
And I agree. And I think it's because they're so fleshed out.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they all have their own book line and they all have their own, like in, even just, even if you didn't read the books, but just looked at the catalogs and you see like they're little different, the outfit descriptions and what they're doing with their days. And like, again, I think it's why I love historical fiction, because I love snapshots from different time periods that are like super detailed. Like this is the type of lunchbox you would have carried in 1904.
Yeah.
Whereas like I didn't have those kind of details with my Barbies back then. Right. They were just my Barbies, and I would usually create my own character and personality for each of them. But I think that that is exactly why American Girl dolls are special, because they're so detailed.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. Well, I could sit and chat with you. I mean, we do chat for hours when we're together, so I could continue this for a lot longer, but I'll wrap it up here. Perhaps you can be on at another point. We could talk about either Josefina or maybe you can read one of the books.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we'll hopefully see Jules again at some point. Thank you so much for being on here. And thank you, listeners. We hope you tune in to a future episode soon.